Now, Andrei Liszka was appointed the Czech Republic's Minister of Education 2 weeks ago, following the resignation of his Green Party colleague Dana Kuchtová, who'd failed to draw fully on all the available EU education funds. On his first day in the post, the new minister was greeted by striking teachers, protesting in demand of higher funding. On Tuesday, Andrei Liszka outlined his priorities to reporters, including Ian Willoughby, who asked him what changes he was planning at the Ministry of Education.
I wouldn't call it changes in the first row. I would call it steps that are necessary to be taken. First, my great task is to stabilize the leading body of the ministry, which already happened. I have invited respected personalities from the academic sphere into my closest team. And secondly, I feel it is necessary to finish the negotiations and preparations for the implementation of European funds. I believe this process has to be finished latest in March, April next year, so we can offer money that will bring quality to the Czech academic sphere.
Well, your Green Party predecessor and colleague, well, predecessor as minister, Dana Kuchtová, resigned after failing to properly and fully draw on the EU funds that were available. Are you confident you and your team can get your hands on all the money that's possible to get, so to speak?
I'm absolutely sure that we will manage. I have invited the best people I know in this area. Well, me myself, I have spent 3 years in the European Parliament as advisor for cohesion policy and European funds. So I have certain knowledge in this area, and I believe me and my team will definitely finalize the negotiations by the beginning of next year.
2 weeks ago, when you first came here as minister, you had a loud reception outside. There were people demonstrating, teachers demonstrating, calling for more funding. Do you think you can reach agreement with them?
Of course, it will be a matter of a compromise. I will not be a wizard that will bring suddenly a luggage full of $100 notes. I will be someone who already offered and will continue to lead a very serious and solid dialogue, not only with the teachers, but also with my political partners in the government and in the parliament, in order to enhance the chapter and financing of the education in the Czech Republic. I think it's our major task compared to other OECD countries. We spend like 4.5% for education, though other countries do 6%. And it's not only about the amount of money, but it's also about the quality that this money brings.
Finally, you're only 30, you're a very young Minister of Education. The President, Václav Klaus, expressed some reservations. What do you say to that idea, that you're perhaps a bit young to be in this post?
Some are too young, some are too old. I think I want to be measured not by my age, but by the concepts, by the steps I will take in this function. And this is the real measurement of how good or bad politician I am or will be. So, of course, my 30 years don't allow a major long-term experience in certain areas. But I think that a good minister is not only he himself, but it's built up on a team of people he's surrounded with. And this is exactly what I have done in the first days of my role.